And at 8:56 on this Friday, it's time to check the numbers and get some analysis from Bill Mayer at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. And Bill, looked like things were higher early on here, but it looks like beans in particular starting to slide on us a little bit.
Yeah, we're just kind of trading, Brian, right around unchanged here and back and forth on either side of unchanged, it seems like, here since we reopened at 8:30. We're, you know, first week of September here, we really haven't changed a whole lot from August, but most of the commodities are trading on the defensive, and currently we have, for the week, we have corn down about 15 cents, beans about 13, and wheat's down about 20 cents for the week. Let's look at what's going on right now. On the December corn, we have December corn at 363.5. That's up 2. March corn is 374.75, up 1.75. November beans, 866.75, down 2.75. January beans, 870.5, down 3. December wheat is at 466. That's up 3/4. I think that's the first day that we've been up this week here. The dollar's kind of reversed. We were down earlier on the dollar, and that may say why we weakened up on the grains a little bit. Right now we're 96.45, 96.450, up 27 on the U.S. dollar. And on the energies, on the crude oil, at the current time, we have November or October crude oil at 46.02. That's down 74, so slightly weaker on the crude oil there. I think that for today, we're kind of looking at, as we get lower here in the markets, we're going to see people looking for bargain hunting and maybe some short covering trying to come in. The Informa numbers were out yesterday, and they were pretty negative, but the trade didn't react real strongly, and we kind of think the traders may be waiting to see the USDA report next week. China is still on a holiday. That's one thing that you kind of have to keep in back of your mind, that they will be back next week off holiday. And as we start the week, you know, if the macro markets react negatively here because of some of the things that's been going on over there, that could put a damper on the commodities and the grains. We do have the WASD report, the supply and demand and production report, out next Friday. We still just overall aren't real competitive globally. We probably are going to see the corn market kind of trade in this range that we've been in, but if we break this 357.5 low that we had, then we could take it all the way down to 350 on the D's corn, I think. So that's something to watch out for. Soybeans, just kind of look for buying in the 865 area and selling up there in the 895 to 890 area.
All right, Bill. Well, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yeah, have a go, Illini.
Yeah, you betcha. That's getting underway tonight as well. Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois.